Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the local show that's all about the issues of aging. And today is going to be rather a somber show because I'm going to talk about the new Medi-Cal changes that are coming for next year. And they're not good. They're going to destroy low-income families. They're going to destroy seniors. They're going to do all kinds of things, and they're not good. And they've all been passed in the name of the governor's been behind this for a long time, and because the budget doesn't balance, they're going to take it out on low-income people, people without health insurance, and especially seniors in nursing homes. And I think it's not going to be really good news. We're going back to an era, it's official now, and we're going back to an era of recovery and asset recovery and lawsuits and courts and we're going back to an era that we thought was gone in 2024, and evidently it's not gone, and it's back because their legislature can't balance the budget anyway any other way than up on the poor or the elderly. So I'm Bob Scrivano, your host. It's going to be a slow show today. Not going to try to use any hyperbole, just going to go through stuff that's coming out and is now official. Before we were talking about things that were just proposals. Well, now it's official. I also want to tell you that I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney, not me. That said, I am an LDA. I'm licensed to prepare legal documents in California at your direction and request. And I've been dealing with Medi-Cal issues for over 30 years. So I'd like to think I know something about them, and I stay in contact and I'm aware of what's going on. And I am aware. And it's not good, and it's not good for seniors, and it's not going to be good for all kinds of people. It's just not going to be. I want to be measured in my comments. Pardon me. But at the same time, you need to understand that I'm really, really angry underneath the surface because of what they're doing at the legislative level. And it's your legislator, both sides of the aisle, doing this stuff. And they're doing it because they've spent and spent and spent and spent, and the budget is now busted. So we're going to try to get through this and make sense of it and see if we can figure it out and that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, it's going to be up to you to do what you need to do to make a difference in your life and the life of your family. So again, I'm Bob Scrivano, your host, and I have a workshop coming up on the 23rd. That's this coming Saturday, the 23rd, at which time we'll be talking about this more in depth. It's limited to 15 people. You can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, 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 and you can sign up for the workshop. And pardon me, I have a frog in my throat and I can't get rid of it, and I don't have any water here. I have an empty water bottle. It's got a little bit of water in it, so I'm going to try this here. And see if that little bit of water helps clean out the frog in my throat. So we're going to try to make sense out of what makes no sense, other than we have a punitive governor and a punitive legislature who are going to take out their ineptitude at balancing the budget on the backs of the poor and elderly and the most frail among us and vulnerable among us. So California, I'm reading from a release. I'm going to read some of this to you. This is last Friday. California's governor and legislature really recently reached a budget agreement which includes a major change for older adults and persons with disabilities. That's the other people that this is going to hit. People with disabilities who are on Medi-Cal because they can't work, who need Medi-Cal. Effective January 1st, next year, 2026, the asset limit will be reinstated for Medi-Cal programs back to 2022 levels, We're going back to 2022. We're not going forward, we're going back. And make no mistake about it, this is a budget balancing act on people who are least likely to vote, people who are least likely to get organized, people who are least likely to make a stink. And that is, you will only be, if you're an individual, you'll only be able to have $130,000 in assets. $130,000 in total assets. And $65,000 for each additional household member. So a husband and wife would have $195,000. So if you've got $400,000 in the bank, you may be out of luck. We don't know yet about a state recovery, whether that's coming back. That's all to be decided yet. And it's just going to hammer people, folks. It's just literally going to hammer people. People who now, there's no asset test. There's going to be some exempt assets, like your house, your primary residence, household goods that you have inside your house, one car, so if you have two cars, they're going to count the other car. IRAs and work pensions will be exempt, and whole life insurance up to a face value of $1,500. Burial plots are, and prepaid irrevocable burial plans are exempt. In addition, the community spouse resource allowance, the community spouse's IRA or work-related pension is not counted, regardless of whether they're taking distributions or not. What if you're not married? What if you're single and you have an IRA? Well, it's going to get counted, and so is the income. It's not going to be good. I don't know what to tell you. And this is your legislature. These are the people that you elected doing this to balance the budget. And they're choosing to balance. I can't even go through the examples. Example of someone, listen to how convoluted this is. Anthony has $125,000 in total assets in 2026 and makes a transfer of $100,000, which would be under the $130,000 asset limit, so there's no penalty, as long as he only transfers $100,000 of the $100,000. But now he doesn't have the $125,000 anymore. He's put the $100,000 back somewhere, and I'm telling you, annuities are going to come back with a vengeance. Carmen has $142,000 in total assets, and she makes a transfer of $12,000 to meet the $130,000 asset limit. She would not receive a penalty because the amount transferred was below the average private pay rate. The rules are going to be caught. Did you understand anything I just said? I understand it, but did you understand it? The rules are so convoluted as to be unreadable. And it may impact renewals. So people who are on Medi-Cal now that had no asset test, we don't know if they're going to get kicked out of nursing homes because they'll no longer meet the eligibility requirements at renewal. Remember, everybody that goes on Medi-Cal has to renew their benefits every year. So someone who renewed this year under no asset test is going to renew next year under an asset test. They may get kicked off of nursing Medi-Cal while they're in the nursing home, and the family may be stuck with the $15,000 a month bill. We don't know how that's going to work. It doesn't appear to be that there's any, I can't think of the word, something period. I can't remember what I want. Grace period. DHCS, Department of Health, has not yet released policy letters that confirm how they will reinstate the look-back period for transfers made in 2025. That's this year. They're going to go back starting next year to this year. However, assets are completely exempt, not counting in 2025. Transfer of exempt property cannot be considered in determining a transfer penalty. Blah, 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 blah. We don't even know what that means. Do you know how long it's going to take? The average private pay rate is a number that they set every year for the average cost of a nursing home. Right now it's $13,656. That's going to change. We don't know what's going to change. There's going to be transfer penalties, which means the 30-month look-back kind of a thing will be coming up again. There's going to be all kinds of mayhem out of this. More than ever, you're going to need somebody like me that can keep up on all this stuff. Because you haven't been reading this stuff anywhere. You hear it here and you don't hear it anywhere else. There's nobody else on radio talking about this stuff. There's nobody on TV talking about this stuff except you, me, your host, Bob Scrivano, Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Let me give you out my phone number and some info. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. It's up to you. It really is up to you whether you get you make sense out of this or you don't make sense out of this, but you better start planning, and your documents better reflect the ability of your children or whoever your power of attorney is or your successor trustee. What if they can't make transfers? What if they're not allowed to make transfers because of the documents you have? Documents are going to have to reflect this new reality, especially for seniors and frail seniors. And your kids are going to have to become more informed. That's why I'm doing a workshop on the 23rd, so you can be ready for this stuff when it happens. Again, Saturday the 23rd at 10:30, you can sign up on my website, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com, and you can sign up there, and you can go to my website and sign up for my workshop, or come in and see me, but you have to be prepared. I've been preparing documents for a long time, and one of the things they always include is this kind of language, dealing with Medi-Cal and all that kind of stuff. Because I've known for, a lot of us have known for over a year this was coming. Because we pay attention, some of us. The news, nothing on the news is talked about. Have you heard anything anywhere else on the radio or TV or anywhere about this stuff? But it's here. It's here. It's scheduled to start on 1/1/26. It's not a maybe. It's effective January 1st, 2026. The asset limit will be reinstated for Medi-Cal back to 2022 levels. I couldn't make it up if I tried, and I wouldn't try. It's up to you to become informed. It's up to you. Do you sign up for my newsletter? Are you on my free newsletter list? Why not? Go to my website, assetsandaging.com, and you can sign up for my free newsletter. It's free. And there'll be a lot of stuff in my newsletter about this over the coming months. In fact, probably starting with the next newsletter. I just sent one out, but I may be sending another one out soon because we're already in August, September, October, November, December, and then the bell tolls. And it tolls for thee. Seniors and the poor among us are going to be targeted. Not rich people, not people who can afford $500 or $600 a month in premiums for Class A health insurance, but people who are the most vulnerable vulnerable in this. There's work requirements. You can't. What if you're disabled and you can't work? There's going to be work requirements. We don't know what they are yet because they haven't made it clear, but what if you're disabled and you can't work and you're on Medi-Cal? What if you're in a nursing home and can't work and you're on Medi-Cal? What happens to those people? This is just crazy, folks, and I've been trying to warn you for the last 4 or 5 months that this was coming and you didn't believe me. Well, it's here. It's here. California's governor and the legislature recently reached a budget agreement which includes a major change for older adults and persons with disabilities. Who is it targeting? Older adults and people who are disabled. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Let's go after them. I know it's a big budget item, but that's not their fault that they're poor or disabled or in nursing homes. And vaguely, barely regulated at the state level. So why that group of people are we picking on? Why? Somebody tell me why. I don't know. I don't have an answer for you. I wish I had an answer for you, but I don't have an answer for you. All I can do is tell you that you can protect yourself. I also can tell you that on the first Wednesday, let me see, when's the first? We already had our one for this one. Let's see. The first Wednesday of every month, I do a webinar. So the first Wednesday of September will be August. I got to get to September in my calendar. Will be on September the 3rd, which would be the first Wednesday in September. So you might want to put that on your calendar, because the webinar, you don't even have to leave your house. So September the 3rd, the first Wednesday in, let me double check. The first Wednesday is the 3rd of September. I'll be doing a webinar, and I guarantee we'll be talking about this. But if you can't wait until then, and you're dealing with this stuff now, get to my workshop on the 23rd. And then I'll be doing another workshop the following Saturday. But right now I'm only taking reservations for the 23rd, limited to 15 people, because the room will only hold 15 people. And don't sign up if you're not serious about coming, because then you don't show up and you take away a space from somebody who really needs the information. So this Saturday at 10:30, the 23rd, or you can sign up for a free appointment. Come in and see me. Let's review your plan. Let's review documents. Let's review what your plan for taking care of mom or dad or grammy or grampy or that person in your family who's old and frail. What's your plan? Do you have a plan or not have a plan? I don't know. You're the one who has to decide that. I can't decide that. But if you don't have a plan, you're dancing through the graveyard. You're just hoping it's not going to happen to you. My clients have a plan. I talk to them about it all the time. My clients can come in for reviews at any time, and we review the situation, because maybe mom or dad has gotten a little older and a little bit more frail, and they need the help or whatever it is. But I can help. But you have to take advantage of the help while I'm here. So how do you do this? Well, first of all, write down my phone number. My phone number is 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Or you can go to my website, write this down, assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, and, A-N-D, assets and aging, .com, assetsandaging.com, and you can get in. You can sign up for my an appointment. You can sign up for the appointments are free. The workshop is free. The webinar is free. You can sign up for all that stuff, or you can just call me and ask me a question, and we go from there. 800-999-8007. But it's here now. I don't know what to tell you. It's here. You can find it. I'll be doing another newsletter soon, I'll try to. It's like all Medi-Cal rules. It's convoluted. I don't know what to tell you. It's all convoluted. It's here. I don't know what to tell you. It's here. And you're going to have to decide what you want to do or what you don't want to do when it comes to the dealing with the issues of aging from now on, because the state of California has decided to punish the poor and the elderly with heinous new rules as it relates to Medi-Cal and the disabled. Just think about that. Somebody in a wheelchair who can't work. By the way, there's going to be work requirements, so never mind. It just becomes, I mean, who thinks this stuff up at the legislature? We send them there to do what? To do good for people. And who do they wind up punishing? The most frail and vulnerable among us. The working poor and the disabled and seniors in nursing homes. I can't explain it, except that it's punitive. There's no new taxes for other people or rich people or corporations, but they've changed the rules. And not only that, they can go after your estate after you're dead for anything they paid out. Those rules have yet to be firmed up, but I'm anticipating and other people are anticipating that that's going to happen, that there will be recovery. And then we don't know, will transfer penalties apply to this year? Are they going to go retroactive? And so if you're already on Medi-Cal and you made any transfers for this year, they're going to go retroactive to 2025. We don't know. We don't have a clue. Because it's all being done in the darkness of night. You wouldn't be hearing about this anywhere except from here, and I get newsletters from other sources and information from other sources, and I'm on the internet all the time looking for information on this stuff. And I'd love to tell you who's responsible, but there's no one person. It's all the legislature. It's everybody in that building. They're all responsible. They're all equally responsible, and you should be outraged. And if you're not outraged, why aren't you outraged? There's no reason why you shouldn't be outraged. But you can get help, and you can start with me, and you can start with getting to the 23rd. Don't come if you're not serious. Don't come and then don't show up because you got too busy that Saturday. Don't do that, because then you take it away from somebody who's really interested and really wants to be informed. So if you want to come to my workshop, it's limited to 15 people. It's the 23rd, this coming Saturday at 10:30. You can go to my website and there'll be a sign-up page there. You can do that. It's simple. You can do that. It's easy, but you have to do that. You have to be willing to go sign up and then show up. And I'm telling you, bring your kids, because your kids are going to deal with you when you're old and frail. It's not going to be your brother. It might be your brother Fred if you don't have kids. So who's going to take care of you? Have you included them in your decision-making process and in your planning process? My appointments are free. I encourage families to come in and develop a plan for taking care of mom and dad or Uncle Fred or whoever it's going to, grandma. You have to have a, well, Bob, we have a trust and we have a power. So what? That's a part of a plan. That's not a plan. Where's grandma going to live? Is she going to move in with her daughter? Who's going to take care of her? Who's going to be responsible? Who's going to make the hard, icky decisions that come with all of this? I don't know. I don't know. But in your family, who's it going to be? 800-999-8007, assetsandaging.com. Write down the date, the 23rd of this month, which I believe is August. We're in the month of August. August the 23rd at 10:30 a.m., workshop, my office, my conference room, limited to 15 people. And when I say 15 people, I don't mean 16 people. It's all it will hold. So 15 lucky people are going to get a chance to begin starting to make a plan. And for right now, it's free. And I think that may have to change, because if there's no cost, people don't take it seriously. But for today, it's free. For this workshop, it's free. But I think I'm going to change that in the future, because I only want people who are serious about this and understand the seriousness of this. And that's going to be up to you. So 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007. You can sign up today or go to my website, Assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com, and you can sign up there, or you can come call me and get in for a free appointment, bring the family. But make a difference in your life, because this is here, it's not going away, and it's going to impact thousands of families in California. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Bob Scrivano, your host. Have a great day from Assets and Aging, Affording the Future.